Hello and welcome to another episode of AI Buzz, your source for the latest in artificial intelligence. I'm your host, Nick. Today, we're diving into some fascinating developments in the world of AI, from the potential for AI to revolutionize the workforce to the rise of AI-enhanced wearables. We've got a lot to cover. We'll also explore the darker side of AI with the growing threat of deepfakes and the Biden administration's recent push for responsible AI use. But first, let's dive into a topic that's on many people's minds: how AI could fundamentally transform the nature of work. To explore this, we turn to the insights of Larry Summers, the former U.S. Treasury Secretary, who has some thought-provoking predictions about the future of jobs in an AI-driven world. When it comes to AI's potential impact on the workforce, Larry Summers doesn't pull any punches. His belief? Well, that AI could eventually replace nearly all human jobs. It's a staggering thought, but Summers paints a vivid picture. Construction sites buzzing with robotic workers, AI systems diagnosing illnesses with pinpoint accuracy, and algorithms replacing financial advisors. This is the magnitude of disruption that Summers anticipates. It's a prediction that highlights the potentially seismic shifts AI could bring to the workforce. However, Summers is quick to note that we shouldn't expect an overnight productivity miracle. Instead, he suggests that AI's impact will be a gradual process, permeating countless industries over time. From manufacturing and healthcare to finance and education, virtually every sector of the economy could be reshaped by AI technologies in the coming decades. Economists often refer to the concept of the productivity J-curve when discussing technological disruption. The idea is that realizing the full benefits of groundbreaking technologies like AI will require significant time and investment. We'll need to pour resources into research, development, and actual implementation. Along the way, there will undoubtedly be challenges and disruptions as job roles evolve and businesses scramble to adapt. In some ways, it echoes the sweeping changes brought about by the Industrial Revolution, but at a potentially even faster pace. So, how can we navigate this AI-driven future? Summers suggests that a commitment to continuous learning will be crucial. Individuals and businesses alike will need to prioritize ongoing skill development to keep pace with the rapid changes AI will bring. Our educational institutions will also need to evolve, placing greater emphasis on cultivating uniquely human skills that machines can't easily replicate. Things like critical thinking, creativity, complex problem-solving, and emotional intelligence. Governments, too, will have a role to play in supporting displaced workers, investing in retraining programs, and considering forward-thinking policies like universal basic income. At the end of the day, one thing is clear: AI will fundamentally reshape the nature of work on a global scale. While the exact contours of that future remain uncertain, we have an opportunity and a responsibility to start preparing now. By proactively embracing these changes, we can work to ensure that the AI transformation is as smooth and beneficial as possible for everyone. Speaking of changing how we see the world, Meta is making a move in wearable tech by integrating advanced AI capabilities into their Ray-Ban smart glasses. Next month, these glasses will offer a whole new level of interaction, using AI to enhance the wearer's experience. Imagine being able to identify objects, animals, or famous landmarks with just a glance. Think about walking through a forest and instantly getting information on different plants or bird species, or visiting an art museum and having artists and background details pop up for every artwork that you view. The glasses will also provide real-time translation between English, Spanish, Italian, French, and German, making travel to other countries easier to navigate. This seamless integration of AI into wearable tech could significantly change how we perceive and interact with the world. Our knowledge and language skills will no longer be limiting factors. The Ray-Bans with AI could become a powerful tool for learning and exploration. Of course, with this technology, companies like Meta must prioritize user privacy. It's essential to have strong security measures to protect the sensitive data these glasses could collect. As these AI-powered smart glasses are developed, careful consideration for user privacy and well-being is paramount. We want the benefits, not the intrusion. I hope that Meta follows some of those types of principles. The age of AI-enhanced wearables is dawning, and Meta's new Ray-Ban smart glasses are a significant step in this technological evolution. It'll be really fascinating to see how they refine this and if responsible privacy measures can keep up. There's another interesting development in the AI world that's worth paying close attention to. The company Hume AI, it's a New York City startup, has secured $50 million in funding to pursue a unique voice interface that could fundamentally redefine how we think about interacting with machines. It's called EVI, which stands for the Empathic Voice Interface. The core concept is an AI designed to understand the emotional nuances within our speech, not just the words themselves. If you sound frustrated, it might offer solutions and calming words. If you're excited, it could match your enthusiasm. Hume AI believes this could revolutionize how we interact with machines and even understand ourselves better. EVI has been trained on a massive dataset of real human conversations, allowing it to anticipate your preferences and tailor its responses accordingly. Their approach is particularly interesting because they're focused on teaching AI to learn directly from what drives human happiness, going beyond the cold calculations that we typically associate with AI. This has far-reaching implications. It suggests the possibility of an AI that moves beyond mere task execution and interacts with us on an emotional level. Could this be the first step towards an AI companion? Think about the loneliness epidemic, the mental health challenges. The potential here could really be enormous. This could lead to a significant shift in our relationship with technology. The age of the empathic voice interface may be just beginning, and Hume AI is a key player to watch in this developing field. Could this be the start of a whole new era in human-machine interaction? Only time will tell. Microsoft's Copilot AI service will soon be running natively on PCs, bringing powerful AI capabilities directly to everyday users. This isn't just a software update, it's a really revolutionary move where it signals a collaboration between Microsoft and hardware leaders like Intel to reimagine how we build consumer computers. These next-generation AI PCs will feature specialized hardware like dedicated neural processing units to significantly boost their AI performance. They'll also need powerful CPUs and GPUs to handle the workload, with Microsoft's Copilot AI seamlessly integrated into that system. This integration of AI at the hardware level requires really unprecedented computing power. Chipmakers are already responding, competing to offer the highest performance. Qualcomm has unveiled its Snapdragon X Elite chip, which boasts 45 TOPS, that's trillion operations per second, of dedicated AI processing power. This even surpasses Microsoft's own requirements. As this AI PC revolution unfolds, expect significant advancements in chip technology. Manufacturers will strive to outdo each other and really push the boundary of what's possible while they vie for consumer attention. This is your chance to witness the bleeding edge of technology, and it's really a pivotal moment that's going to determine the future of personal AI computing. Unfortunately, all the amazing advances in AI do definitely come with a dark side. Malicious actors have been starting to use a lot of these same tools to create deepfakes. And these are incredibly realistic fake videos or audio, and it's a pretty major form of identity theft. These scammers can now take someone's likeness, their voice, pretty much everything, and use powerful AI to make it seem like that person is saying or doing anything that the scammer might want them to do. It's incredibly unsettling and a pretty big violation of privacy and trust. They're not afraid to use these deepfakes for all kinds of scams, bogus product, giveaways, you name it. There's all different types of scams out there. They target unsuspecting people and take advantage of how these deepfakes look. They look very, very real. In 2019, as an example, a UK-based energy firm CEO was tricked into transferring $243,000 because of a deepfake audio call that imitated his boss's voice. This was in 2019, and just think of how much better the quality has gotten in those 5 years. But the problem is way bigger than just losing money. Deepfakes can be used to spread misinformation for things such as propaganda. It's really the perfect tool to manipulate people on a massive scale. And once that door is open, it's really, really difficult to close. Deepfakes have been used to put words into the mouths of politicians, and I think this problem will only get worse in the coming years. Sadly, there's really not enough being done to stop this. We don't have strong enough laws, especially here in the United States. Social media companies and tech giants really need to be taking the lead here. They need better detection and faster takedowns. So they really have to protect their users and honestly, civilization as a whole, in my opinion. I think the deepfakes are really going to be a big issue. Regular people also need to just be aware and informed. We really need to understand the danger of deepfakes and that we can't put trust into everything we see online or hear online. We have to verify sources and do our own research. We just need to be more skeptical of everything that we get online. And by doing this, we can protect ourselves from the people who want to use this great technology against us. So finally, some good news on the AI front. The Biden administration is taking major steps to ensure the safe and ethical use of AI by government agencies. The Office of Management and Budget has issued new guidelines that require strict risk assessments for any AI system that the government wants to use. This is a proactive way to really head off problems like bias and privacy violations, anything that could damage the public's trust in AI. They're not just focus on preventing harm, though. These guidelines also push for a lot of transparency within agencies that use AI. So agencies will be encouraged to share their AI models and data with the public whenever possible, as long as it doesn't compromise national security. This is a really, really big shift and a really welcome shift away from all the secrecy that typically surrounds the way the AI works. To make sure this shift happens, each agency is now required to appoint a chief AI officer. So each government agency is going to need their own AI officer, and this person will be responsible for overseeing how AI is used ethically. And the administration is appearing to be very, very serious about this. They're hiring over 100 new AI experts this summer to help bolster the effort. The most inspiring part about this that I saw was the global vision laid out by Vice President Kamala Harris. She said, and I quote, "President Biden and I intend that these domestic policies will serve as a model for global action. We will continue to call on all nations to follow our lead and put the public interest first when it comes to government's use of AI," end quote. It's a bold challenge to the world, asking other countries to embrace the amazing potential of AI while also protecting the rights of citizens. However, in this really complex age of AI, you know, the U.S. is trying to lead by example, showing that transparency and accountability as well as ethics in AI governments are possible. Hopefully, other nations will follow this lead as we all try to figure out how to adapt to this really new and powerful technology. As we wrap up today's episode, it's apparent that the world of AI is rapidly evolving, presenting both incredible opportunities and significant challenges. From the future of work to the rise of deepfakes, from empathic voice interfaces to responsible AI use in government. All these developments that we discussed will undoubtedly really be a profound impact on our future. As always, encourage you all to stay informed, engage in discussions, learn all you can about this technology. And just wanted to say thank you so much for tuning in to AI Buzz today. If you enjoyed today's episode, please consider subscribing or leaving a review. It really helps. Until next time, stay curious, stay informed. Bye.